We are joined in the film room by defensive line coach Joe Cullen. And, you know, I'm like, I'm feeling at home in this meeting room. We're actually in your meeting room right here.
Well, this is where we do meet with the rushman, the defensive line. And I tell you, Jeff, you know, you should feel at home with the great play that you had here as a Jaguar. So always welcome in my room.
I will give you compliments. Your room's much cleaner than the offensive line, Andy Heck and the guys. So you know, kudos. Defensive line have way more class than offensive lineman Andy Heck. I noticed around your meeting room you've got a lot of slogans. And I love slogans, and I love the ones you got on the wall.
Well, I'll tell you, when I first came here, these are some of the things that I brought and that I wanted to have for our guys. And they're just simple kind of reminders. You know, my favorite one on the wall is when it talks about how you're going to play is you can't live soft and fight tough. And we kind of try to live by that day by day. And I kind of equate it to a heavyweight fighter when Mike Tyson was in his day. He didn't train 6 months out half speed, and that's kind of the motto we have here as a defensive line in the rush. When we go to individual, it's high tempo, high speed, and you know, that's a message that we try to send.
And the message you're sending as soon as you walk in the door of this game and playing this position is about the ball.
Oh, there's no question, you know, and as you walk in the door, you know, as a rushman, we're keying the ball to get off on movement, number one. Number two, when a running back or a quarterback has the ball in his hands, we want to do our best to get the ball out. And, you know, right in the back of the room, I have a ball that is on the wall. And we try to have the guys come in and hit that ball every time they come in. And on the way out, hit the ball just as a reminder. That's what our job is to do, to get the ball back for the offense. And, you know, we did get one the other day in a big situation in the game. We were close to another one. So hopefully we can build on that.
The thing, other thing that I did notice, too, is you have a thing over here called a cuss jar. I'm assuming because there's money in it, the guys get fined for cussing. So do you have like a direct deposit system comes right out of your paycheck?
Well, I tell you what now, if you ask some of my players now, I don't know if you're going to say, they're going to tell you that it's for them. They might say it's for me in here, but no, it's kind of a, there is a direct deposit that goes into that. And it's kind of, you know, if there's a cuss word said in the room and then towards the end of the year, we try to do something for charity with that.
All right, so we're going to take a look at some defensive line play from the Minnesota Vikings game. First play, what do you got for us?
Well, the first play is really, it's in the first series of the game, and I'm highlighting Andre Branch. He's a rookie defensive end. And one of the things that the Vikings did a great job of in watching all their games the year before, they tried to get Percy Harvin the ball. And here they're going to try and get him the ball with him running in terms of a reverse. So really what Andre shows here is great awareness. I'm going to start the tape. So right away, number three is coming back to block him. So we want to start the climb. And as he's climbing right here, he has a sense that Harvin has the ball. So now, if he just goes like a blind dog in a meat house, flat down the line of scrimmage, Harvin's going to have a chance to get around the corner, and this thing's going to go all the way out the back door. But what he does a great job of, he senses it, and now he redirects, and now he doesn't make the tackle. I would have loved to have him make the tackle, Jeff. But what we try to tell him to do is make sure that this guy goes back at a negative angle to buy time for our pursuit to get there. And that's what he does a great job of. Tyson Alualu, the same thing. And they feel that. Tyson's doing a great job on moving. But Andre really did a great job here. It's not going to show up in the stat sheet. But what it did, this is second down and six and five. It gets us to third down. Paul Posluszny makes the tackle here. Great play by Paul. Great play by Dwight coming back in, Lowry. So we get to third and two. So that was a great job by Andre.
A blind dog in a meat house.
Well, sometimes as a defensive end now. Sometimes as a defensive end.
It means having awareness.
You know, your offensive tackle can go down, Jeff, and you know as a young defensive end, you can start running down and not know what's going on, and he showed some awareness there.
So now we get to third down, and here's the opportunity to get off the field.
Well, now we get to third down, third and short. As an ex-rusher, you know you'd rather be in third and long, but we're not. One of the things here we stressed about is our rush and coverage working together. We didn't get as many sacks as we would have liked. We did have two, but here was one that really was a close call here. Our coverage is doing a great job. Here, Ponder steps back, five-step drop, and now he's trying to get his read. He can't because the coverage is there, and now the rush takes over. Here you're going to see Terrence Knighton do a great job, and Andre Branch close in on the quarterback. It's not a sack. It's about a half-a-yard gain, and we're off the field, three and out.
Yeah, sack or not, you're getting off the field. That's all that matters.
And the rush is there working. The rush is working. Terrence is pushing right here. Andre's coming back at the level, and we pounce on the quarterback. The next one here I wanted to highlight again, young guy Andre Branch. But what I'm showing here is a six-man box. There's four defensive linemen and two linebackers. You can't see the third linebacker here, Jeff. So what happens is we have seven gaps to defend. We have a C-gap, a B-gap, an A-gap, a B-gap, and then a C-gap here with six guys. So two things have to happen. Either one of these linebackers have to two-gap or a defensive lineman. We're not a two-gap system, so we call a line stunt here. We're gonna change this three technique. Tyson Alual is gonna come inside. Andre Branch is gonna come inside. That will keep the ball front side.
And that's been called a pirate since I was started playing years ago.
Well, you know, way back when we first started in the 4-3, I think that thing has trickled down, and we call that a pirate. And here on the pirate now, we don't want to tip that we're moving inside. And here Andre does a great job. He stays low. The tackle's coming out to block him, and now he redirects back upfield, and not only does he do his job getting the ball spilled, but he makes the play for a tackle for a loss.
All right, so playing defensive line is all about getting sacks. I want to see the Terrence Knighton sack cause fumble, because that was the biggest play in the game for the defensive lineman. Because we're going back to it's about the ball. It's about the ball.
Well, absolutely it was. Here it's a first and 10 rush. Everybody can rush on third down. You know the pass is coming. Here, you're going to see the rush and coverage working together. You're going to see a play action pass here. So you're going to see Jeremy Mincy here get good pressure here. So the quarterback has to step up. But now you're going to see Terrence Knighton really doing a good job on the guard, pushing the pocket here. And now we get Andre Branch closing in. But now, quarterback can't throw the ball because the coverage is there. And now watch Terrence's right arm here. His right arm is going to strip the ball out, gets the ball out. C.J. Mosley recovers it. Branch recovers it. We get the ball for the offense, more importantly, on the 15-yard line going in. And we try to hit that every day when we walk in the room and walk out the room.
Thank you, Joe, for giving us a little glimpse into the D-line world.
Well, appreciate you having me, Jeff. Thank you.